broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web. You're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Fix It with Faust here on Healthy Life Net, all positive talk radio. I'll be with you every second Thursday of the month, bringing you some of those fascinating guests, all giving you invaluable information, some of which will absolutely change your life. I'm the director of the Fix Yourself Power Zone and the author of those four books that we've gone over every week, so I won't get into that. But check into the Power Zone, if you will. The new book, the Fix Your Anger Handbook, is out now, and the writing for the new Fix Your Addiction Handbook is just about complete. So stop by Amazon, get your copy. If you have any questions, go right to the website, www.faustruggiero.com. So today, everyone, I am absolutely thrilled to be spending time with someone who mixes humor and self-awareness to encourage others to take ownership of their energy and their lives. Melissa Yamaguchi served as the first president of the Professional Beauty Association and the first female president of the Salon Association, which is comprised of national salon owners. She has twice served as judge on the Global Best Foundation entrepreneurial leadership event sponsored by the American School of Business at UCLA. Own Your Own Energy, Own Your Own Life is the name of her blog on Huffington Post. She has spent the last 18 years as a psychotherapist, helping others build and rebuild healthy relationships, make life transitions, navigate grief, and deal with the hard stuff life throws at us. Her current passion is her work as the founder of Expansion Channel on Dash Radio with her co-founder, Mariel Hemingway. Melissa is also owns the radio show On Dash, Nine Frequencies, and is the co-host of Mariel Hemingway's Out Comes the Sun podcast, which yours truly was a guest on. And she was so nice to write a beautiful foreword for the new book. So, Melissa, welcome to Fix It with Faust.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm delighted.
So a little bit about you. I gave the blur that, you know, that I know, but a little bit about you, the story. How'd you get from where you were to where you are?
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity to share. I thought my whole life, having hailed from a long line of educators, that I would become a teacher. And so I did. Briefly, I don't know if nanosecond is enough time for it in the blink of my life I've lived. And I found that my thirst and hunger to educate, really didn't mesh up well with the current educational system that I was experiencing at the time. I should say the administration, because the kids were fantastic. So I moved to California to try to figure out my next step. And my mother was living here in California, and, This is an interesting segue here. She said, "What do you want for your birthday?" I said, "I'd like to have my hair taken care of." She said, "I don't know any salons. You're on your own." I walked into a salon that I found, and the guy who took care of my hair was so lovely, I asked him out on a date. And we have been together for 38 years. During my time with my now husband, Billy, he was in the process of trying to open up his own salon, and I started helping manage and market him. I left Oklahoma, where I'm from, and came out here to be with him. He, as his business grew, I was getting recognized for my business acumen on the backside of his talent, and asked to join the Salon Association as a board member, and then went on to become the president. During my tenure as president, I was traveling all around the United States, all North America, actually, speaking on behalf of the beauty industry, and teasing them that how progressive they were after 188 years of owning some form of representation for beauty, barbering, that they finally had a female. They were so progressive. So we, during that time of me speaking, I started getting more recognition for my speaking, and I was also working on my own education, going into understanding energy, and feng shui in particular. So with my study of feng shui, I've been a student of feng shui now almost 30 years. I was traveling into Malaysia and all around trying to find some of the more reputable speakers, and educators, excuse me, that I could learn from. So that mishmash that I just gave you, that stew, is a culmination of who I am, from going into education, meeting my husband who's in hair and beauty, and then it all evolving now to where we are, with my work in particular. I met Marielle through my speaking. I was hired to be the MC for American Heart Association, and Marielle was a keynote. She and I hit it off and became fast friends, to this day best friends, and began our podcast and the foundation and all the work that we do on the side.
Okay. You know, you through all this, you've also become a psychotherapist, private practice.
I'm hired oftentimes by companies to come in and work with their team to understand the energy of their team. I've had probably one of my favorite stories that I tell is I had a company call me and say, look, we've hired some of the best marketing graduates from Stanford and Columbia and around the country, and they're not getting along. Can you come and help us figure out what's going on? So I would come in and work with the team to understand the energy of them. So I don't do quite as much of that anymore in working and doing therapy work with people, because the work that Meryl and I do is moving me away from some of that, but that was the work I was doing at that time.
So you mentioned the energy. You know, I want to go in and you know, I guess define their energy, work with their energy. What do you mean by that?
Well, what I mean by that is it's loosely, I guess you would say, a Myers-Briggs approach. It's really understanding where each person is at any individual time in his life and how he identifies his role in it, how he identifies his levels of happiness, and so forth, and where he sees himself in place with the company or the relationship, the marriage, whatever it is. Once they have understood where they are, and I can help guide them, then we start understanding what their expectations are. And a lot of people imagine, as I did, I'll use myself here as an example, well, I'm going to teach because that's what the women and the men have always, a great deal of them have always done in my families. So that's my calling, when it really had nothing to do with me. I was good at teaching, but I wasn't happy at teaching. And so I don't think I gave my best. And I'm sure the administration recognized that I wasn't giving my best because I wasn't happy with how the administration was moving. So I think it's all about, I believe it's all about working with people and understanding, taking an honest assessment of who they are. And when you understand your energetic vibration that you deliver to the room, I would tell them you're responsible for how others perceive you right off the bat, how you walk into the room, how you present yourself, how you speak, how you hold yourself. So it's really about understanding, having an honest understanding of who you are.
Now, you're doing all this in a business design. Do people understand that concept? Do they work with that? I can take control of myself. I get to know myself, and I bring that into the business environment.
I'm going to tell you that the majority do, and if they don't, they want to. The minute you give, I firmly believe that once we know that we have this power within us to take control instead of being led around and being told how to behave, we have the power to stand up and say, you know what, I can make a difference. I can make a choice to on my next move. I may not have a choice on what has happened to me, but I can make a choice on how to respond and to take my next step. And I think when I've worked with people on that concept, the light that goes off into their head, like, wow, you know, you're right. The foods I'm choosing, the amount of sleep I'm getting, the movement I'm making in my body, the relationships, the way I speak, the vibration of the words, am I delivering them with beauty and gentleness and love, or am I harshly pointing my finger verbally at people? When they start realizing that they have more control than they've given themselves or that they've accepted, and they can turn things around. The majority of people are very excited and enthusiastic about it. Every once in a while, I run into, you know, it's the Murphy's Law. It's the laws of averages here. Every once in a while, I'll run into some people that will say, come on, that's pie in the sky. Life is what it is. You get up, you make your coffee, you drive to work, you come home, you pay the bills, you feed the dog, you go to bed. Well, I don't adhere to that, and the vast majority of people with whom I work don't want that. So I believe that in the work environment, in the relaxed, casual home environment, wherever you are, when you have that guiding principle of this is my choice, how am I going to respond, what am I going to do next, am I going to take another drink, or am I going to go for water, am I going to eat the greasy French fries that taste so good with the extra salt, or am I going to get something healthier? So I think it is about choices, and it's about knowing that you have the right to make a choice.
You know, let's say you were talking about that linguistic delivery and you know how to be you know, a little more gentle and communicate what you're thinking and what you want to say. Do you also talk to them about their own internal language and how they speak to themselves?
Oh yes, absolutely. I always tell them you need to be careful what you're saying to yourself because your mind and body are listening. And your spirit are listening. So it's all, and a lot of people will talk to me about, you know, Melissa, this sounds great, but I don't know, I wasn't good in school. I'm book smart, but I'm not that savvy. And they'll tell me what they're not. I'm not. And I'm writing it down, and I read it back to them, and they just stare at me. And if, you know, these are your words about yourself. And if you aren't your greatest advocate, who will be? If you aren't willing to stand up and say, there's a reason I'm here, and let me backtrack for a second, if I may. I had 7 miscarriages before I had my 2 children. And so when I was raising my daughter, Seishi, and my son, Nobu, I would tell them, there's a reason why you're here. Why did 7 others check out and you're here? So why did your little spirit, why are you here? And once we figure that out, you don't have the right to mess around. You made it. So now what are you going to do? Don't just take up air. Why are you here? And part of understanding why we're here, and I'm not talking about about the purpose-fueled life. That's a whole different approach. But what I am talking about is understanding that whatever it is you're doing, if you're the gas station attendant, if you're the assistant school teacher, if you're the CEO, or if you're the president, you have a choice on how you approach every single day, regardless of what it is you're doing. So, yeah, we do talk about internal dialogue a lot.
When you began telling me about that and telling all of us about that, you mentioned that your mind's listening, your body's listening, and your spirit's listening. And mm-hmm. you know, people grasp those first two. But when we talk about the spirit, some will push that aside. Some have it completely undefined. How do you explain that to them?
I liken it, as sophomoric as it may sound, I liken it to a capsule within their body that is vibrating with an emission of like light and warmth. And I said, this is a vibrational energy within you, if you can imagine encapsulated within you, that has so much more to do with than the way you look. Because surely, if you lost your legs and your body were burned beyond recognition, it's still you. You may not be able to identify yourself if you looked in the mirror, and others may not know who you are when they walk past you, but within you, it's still you. So that you within is who we're talking about, is what we're talking about, that essence.
You mentioned earlier, you know, you're very involved with feng shui, a little bit about that and you know, how it operates and how you use it, you know, and what it is for the listeners.
Feng shui is a 3,500-plus-year-old practice that hailed from China originally, that hailed from China, that is based upon the principle of balance in life. So feng shui, wind and water, the way the temperature, the way that the air moves around you and the balance of it, the way the earth is hydrated or dry. Feng shui within your body, your breath, and the hydration and fulfillment of who you are. So it's all about finding balance. And I was drawn to this practice of feng shui because I've always understood, growing up in Oklahoma, I was raised and taught by my family, who have, in addition to being educators, were also farmers, that this energy that emanates from the earth is, it has to be harnessed to farm properly. And so that also it moves your body around. And as I began to study feng shui more, as I'm still a student of it, I began to understand that we all are affected by the energy around us. So the balance of your feng shui, your breath and your fulfillment of, with you, will directly affect me. Unless I've learned, as I've been stating in through our talk, on how to control my reaction to it, you will affect me. If you're out of balance and you're angry, and you're approaching life in a cantankerous way, and I'm strumming along like Rebecca from Sunnybrook Farm, and I'm happy as can be, if I'm not solid and focused on how to respond, then I'm going to be affected by you. Save any physical altercation. Obviously, if you take a punch at me, that's a whole different reaction. But I am responsible for how I react to you, and I can't get to that position of control and power in my own feng shui until I work on my choices to keep myself in balance through, as I alluded to earlier, my sleep, my thought processes, my food intake, my hydration levels, my work. I have to continually work on me. And that spinning of all those plates is a daily exercise that I gleefully choose because I have the ability to choose it. I've been given another day to choose to spin those plates and keep them in balance. So it's these processes that we work on to give people power back and understand the balance of internal feng shui so that I can then understand the environment around me. And I got to tell you, the number one reason that I chose to work with the internal feng shui of people is because I used to feng shui people's homes and businesses. And these homes could be feng shui'd, balanced, orchestrated, manipulated to be Architectural Digest worthy. They'd be so gorgeous. But the people themselves would still be miserable. And I thought, and I remember distinctly coming home to my husband one time saying, what is the point of making everything look so balanced and beautiful if the people themselves are so turned over sideways? I've got to address this. I've got to relook at this. That's when I began working on building my practice to work with the individual and not just the environment.
So, you know, when I hear you talk about feng shui, and I've over the past several years have read some of that, it plays very well into what I do, which is all internal balance. And for me, it's physical, intellectual, emotional, spiritual. Is feng shui dealing with those attributes or different kind of approach to that?
Not typically. This is my take on this. However, I will say that the Emperor's Book of Medicine out of China really dove into a lot of this. But a lot of the modalities, different approaches to health and wellness in different societies have touched on this very thing about understanding internal balance. Ayurveda touches on it. A lot of native practices touch on it. So there's different approaches that come in talking about the balance of self and understanding those key factors of as you talked about, mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual. And finding ways to nurture those through your sleep and your food choices and your hydration and your body movement and your social contact, which is, you know, that's a whole other topic on what happened to us during COVID and our inability to be social. So there's different components of that I work with to create that feng shui.
Okay. And people grasp that way as you're starting to work with them. Do they realize their own imbalance as you're presenting it? And then are saying, you know, I think I'm grasping this. I want to move to the next step.
Oftentimes, the majority of times, yes. And I believe that people want to be happy. They want to be fulfilled. They want to find purpose. They want to understand their own control and their own choice. If they've been beaten down through life's happenings or through relationships they have or pain they've had in life, then they can oftentimes lose sight. It takes a little bit more work, sometimes a lot of work. And unfortunately, I have found a few times when I have not been able to be successful, and that's disheartening to me because I can see someone getting so close. Now, if I'm dealing with someone who has suffered from addiction, drug addiction, alcohol addiction, even gambling addiction, sex addiction, oftentimes it's much harder because there's a severe recalibration that's required, and oftentimes well out of my scope. So I will refer them to someone who has greater tools than I to help them find that calibration, recalibrating the body so that they can understand they do have control. Because if you talk to someone who has suffered from addiction and you tell them this is your choice, the first thing I get back to me is, was the trauma from my childhood my choice? Was the pain that I just suffered at my job my choice? Was the wreck I was in my choice? And so they start fighting back. And then that's it, you know, and it takes a lot more work, but the majority of times I'm happy to say that we can get there. But like I said, every once in a while I can't find that tool, so I have to refer them to someone who has a greater tool chest than I.
All right. Everyone, we've come to the end of our first segment, so we're going to take a break and just for a few minutes. Then we'll be right back with more from Melissa Yamaguchi, so please stay with us.
It's time to live every day in the moment, so your life will flow at a healthy and happy pace. When you live in the moment, you can deal with change better and learn how to achieve your goals easier. Find out how in Faust Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook. Make your life simple and easy using a successful blueprint for a happy life with The Fix Yourself Handbook. This is your moment to improve your life. Go to FaustRuggiero.com and pick up your copy of The Fix Yourself Handbook now.
If you're looking for unique items at affordable prices, then you should try Dream Product. From apparel to beauty, from shoes to therapeutic relief products, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Dream Products, and maybe your dreams might just come into reality.
Life is a process, and once you know how to master that process, you will have a life filled with creativity and passion. Faust Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook, will help you master the process to become your authentic self, living in peace and harmony. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook today at FaustRuggiero.com. You'll gain the wisdom you need with this wonderful and practical guide. Do it now at FaustRuggiero.com. Remember, it's the Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com.
If you want USA and worldwide car rentals, choose rentacar.com. Free cancellations on most bookings, no hidden charges. They are trusted by over 4 million customers. Visit our advertiser page and click on the Rent-A-Car banner.
Loving yourself. Sometimes it's hard to do that, and sometimes you just don't know how. Now there's a way to help you understand how to love yourself. Faust Ruggiero's The Fix Yourself Handbook gives you a toolbox of formulas and routines to help you address how to love yourself and towards a life that is a healthy, progressive journey. Get your copy of The Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com. That's FaustRuggiero.com. FaustRuggiero.com. Hey there, wake up. Take your life off of autoplay and learn how to navigate your life using healthy routines and practices. Discover how to live more fully without the need of lies or defenses. Imagine confronting others peacefully. Well, there's one proven way to do it. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com. Come on, you know you want to improve your emotional IQ, and with the Fix Yourself Handbook, it's easy, it's fun, and it works. So get out of autoplay and fast forward to FaustRuggiero.com and buy the handbook now.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking with Melissa Yamaguchi today. And when we left off in the last segment, we were just hitting on the concept of recalibration. And, so Melissa, if you go into a little bit in depth on that. Tell us what it is and kind of how a person, approaches recalibrating themselves.
I believe that within each of us, we have a point where we know, I feel good, I sound good, I'm making good choices, I look good, and people are responding to me favorably. this is a good spot. When we can remember where we are and what we're doing in our life at that point, when we find that balance, that's the hum. That's that homeostasis, that vibration of where we're standing, that things are well. Now, sidebar here for a second. I used to have a grandparent that would say, well, the other shoe's going to fall. And so some people have that mentality. Well, things are good, Melissa, but it can't stay that way. Well, what can stay that way is the way you're feeling and your ability to navigate around anything that life is throwing at you. So calibrating to the point where you feel recalibrating when you realize you're off your kilter. What was happening when you felt good, and where are you feeling now? So it's that conversation of honesty about your life and the choices you're making and who you are and what you're doing. And when you can realize, this is where what I'm doing when I feel great. This is what's happening in my life when I'm making bad choices here. So recalibrating is taking an honest assessment and working our way back to the point where we're making all those choices where we feel good. I have clients that say, I feel my best when I'm working out 2 to 3 hours every single day. That's not my calibration, boss, I can tell you right now. Mine is, that doesn't make me feel that I'm exhausted. I don't know if that, I worry about things I'm not getting done. So it's about being honest with yourself. And where are you humming at your best level?
You know, I love when someone's talking and the light bulb goes on for me. As you were talking, the question you were asking people was, okay, go back to that time when you felt very good and you know, can you do that moving forward? And the question I would, you know, pop right into my head is, a lot of times when I'm working with people, I say, well, go back and do that very thing. And they say, well, I'm not sure what I did. It just kind of happened that day. Do people really go back? Can they go back and say, you know, this was the process I used to get to that point that I felt that I feel good, and this is what happened where I went off track?
You know, sometimes yes, sometimes no. And when it happens, yes, that people will say to me, you know, I don't know exactly. I remember my daughter was around this age, or my marriage was around this point, and I just remember feeling really good. I think, and so it takes a while to get there. Most people can't say, oh, sure, I know that morning I had a smoothie. Like, they can't get into it like that with me, but I have to walk them through it, because we've got to imagine, if you will, close your eyes and imagine, like, what, paint a time in your life. Just grab a day. What types of food were you eating? Were you getting enough sleep? Were the friends in your life fulfilling? Did you feel spiritually connected with friends and family and nature? We walk through that. But there are some times when people say, I have worked with people who have a hard time going back, because going back to them in any step into past is too painful. So then we create it now. So let's create it now. What do you imagine it would feel like? What do you imagine it looks like? How do you get yourself there? And let me help guide you. So some people, I've worked with people who had painful childhoods, who've had painful past job experiences or relationship experiences, and they'll say, I have no idea. Calibrate to what? It's a fantasy. So I say, well, then let's fantasize. What would it look like? What do you imagine it would take on these components to get you there? The components of self-awareness and sleep and so forth. What would it take? So sometimes we're building it, because they don't have a recollection.
When you're building it, as I'm listening to this, the question that will pop into my head, and I'm assuming the listeners might be saying the same thing, there's the difference between the internal and the external. And a lot of times that we're, you know, it's in the initial phases, we ask people to recalibrate, to make some changes. They start telling you what the external world would look like,
mm-hmm.
If I'm going to feel real good in it. How do you mm-hmm. move them? Because I'm sure I know you, and I know you're going to do this. How do you move them from that into the internal, where the power, so to speak, exists, and then whatever comes in from the world goes to that repository, and that becomes positive?
Mm-hmm. You know, to be honest with you, oftentimes it's an age issue, and I'm not an ageist, but if I'm dealing with a generation of people who have been heavily influenced by social media, then me trying to push them inward is a much harder push. me trying to help guide them into that internal thought process takes a lot longer. So if I'm dealing with someone in their mid-40s and up, I can get them there a little bit faster. And the way that I get them there, and then I'll talk about the younger generation in a second, but when I'm working with them, the way I get them there is to, we've established the external, and I said, I give them my analogy of a beautiful home. A beautiful home. And the children are dressed perfectly, and the dog even has a beautiful gym collar. And the roses are all perfect in the walkway. And you're falling apart, drinking behind the scenes. Let's not focus on the home. And I do have a lot of people say, well, I'm driving a Lamborghini, and I live in Bel Air, and I'm whatever they're painting for me. And so the process then is to not make fun of that fantasy, but to let them to know that that obviously can go away at any moment. So then what are we left with? And who are you in that process? Are you lost? So if that house on the hill is gone and that beautiful wife is gone, she's left you for someone else, and your children have all moved away, and it's the whole cat's in the cradle, and you don't see them again, who are you? So it's the turning it in, slowly taking that process in, because you are not your house and your car and your Armani suit and your Louboutins. You are not that person. And you are not the latest cool clothing from the cutest top you picked up from Target or wherever it is. It doesn't have to be the brand. But that's not you. So let's roll into you. So it's pulling them inward. Now, when I deal with young people, and, you know, it's about the likes and the eyes on them for a fleeting second, and it's that dopamine hit of, they like me, they really like me, and then we talk about what that means and if it all goes away. And if your phone crashes and you've lost all of your social media, it's gone. And the government decides to take every single thing away for some reason, and it's all gone. Now who are you? And that's a big, really big disconnect. A lot of younger people who have lived with this their whole lives are staring at me like into the abyss. Like, I have no idea. How do you function? So that takes longer work, and there's a lot of exercises we have to go through in order to get them to even understand what that could mean. I don't ask them to put down their phone and to not pick it up and to go away from it. I ask them to imagine it, and a lot of young kids have a really difficult time understanding what that would even look like. So the work is harder. And you know, even if it weren't for social media and technology, younger people are so driven by the pack mentality that their friends not accepting them, their new backpack or their new tennis shoes is a real issue. And so I have to be very sensitive to that, because I know how much it affects them. So we work on how do they find their happiness? To whom do they lean in order to find support whenever that reality is faltering or failing them?
All right, everyone. You know, Melissa, I'm hearing everything you're saying, and my mind's going with the young people and them not really having, you know, they don't have us, so to speak, to be the guidepost for where they're going to go, because we're all entering this whole new way of life together. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this, everyone. So stay with us. We'll be back in just a few minutes with Melissa Amiguchi today.
Life is a process, and once you know how to master that process, you will have a life filled with creativity and passion. Foss Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook, will help you master the process to become your authentic self, living in peace and harmony. Get The Fix Yourself Handbook today at FossRuggiero.com. You'll gain the wisdom you need with this wonderful and practical guide. Do it now at FossRuggiero.com. Remember, it's The Fix Yourself Handbook at FossRuggiero.com.
This is Jack Maher from the band Feed the Kitty. It's important to support the artists you love, and you can do that and get something authentic for yourself. Rock.com has the most coveted licensed merchandise of music, culture, and entertainment. So go to the advertiser page and click on Rock.com now.
Hey there, wake up. Take your life off of autoplay and learn how to navigate your life using healthy routines and practices. Discover how to live more fully without the need of lies or defenses. Imagine confronting others peacefully. Well, there's one proven way to do it. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook at FossRuggiero.com.
Come on, you know you want to improve your emotional IQ, and with the Fix Yourself Handbook, it's easy. It's fun, and it works. So get out of autoplay and fast forward to FastRuggiero.com and buy the handbook now.
If you're not in the U.S., listen up. SureTrader is one of the most trusted and reliable names in share trading. With 6-to-1 leverage and other perks, SureTrade is the best for penny stocks and day trades. To find out more, visit our advertiser page and click on the SureTrader banner.
Loving yourself. Sometimes it's hard to do that, and sometimes you just don't know how. Now there's a way to help you understand how to love yourself. Faust Ruggiero's The Fix Yourself Handbook gives you a toolbox of formulas and routines to help you address how to love yourself and towards a life that is a healthy, progressive journey. Get your copy of The Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com. That's FaustRuggiero.com. FaustRuggiero.com. It's time to live every day in the moment, so your life will flow at a healthy and happy pace. When you live in the moment, you can deal with change better and learn how to achieve your goals easier. Find out how in Faust Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook. Make your life simple and easy using a successful blueprint for a happy life with The Fix Yourself Handbook. This is your moment to improve your life. Go to FaustRuggiero.com and pick up your copy of The Fix Yourself Handbook now.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking with Melissa Yamaguchi today. When we left off, we were talking about, you know, how we get internal and work with ourselves. We're talking about age, and people that have been around a while have some more reference points. They can do that a little easier. But the young people, that's a little different. And, you know, typically young people are more socially inclined, tend to be influenced by what's outside of them. So a lot of external influencers. And there's that thing where, as if you've heard me talk, you heard me say that I'm not sure where the young people are getting their information from, because we're on this new path with them. So, Melissa, what do you see with the young people as you're trying to get them to turn inward?
I'm seeing, it's twofold. Firstly, the influence, the heavy influence of the celebrities and their social media influencers has waned slightly. And only reason I'm noticing it waning is because they're starting, when they've learned about an influencer who has died of a drug overdose, or they learn about an influencer who isn't what she purports to be, or whatever's happening, a little bit of that bubble is bursting. So they're saying, it's just somebody who wants likes. They don't really exercise like that. They don't really dress like that. They don't really look like that. I'm getting a lot of that most recently. That's not real. That's just, they're doing that for likes. So now they're starting to understand that. That's what I'm having most recently. So when that crack happens in that veneer of social media, then that's my in. And so when I go in and I say, well, let's talk about them for a moment, because they'll often say, well, you know, if you follow, and they'll mention famous people, she does this and he does that, and I want to get this done because I've seen her do this. So then I will say, when they find a crack, I'll go in and say, all right, well, let's talk about her. Let's talk about him. What do you think happened in this process? Oh, when I can get them to the realization that they're chasing likes instead of working on themselves, I'll say, so they came up with the answer. So that's when the break happened. I think that's when it happened to her or to him. Okay, great. So now we start pulling it back to them. So they're humans, what you're saying. Oh, yeah, yes, of course, Melissa. And I said, okay, well, it's just a person. And then we talk about the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain and how it's just a manipulation. So I think that with, you know, so much of the time, people are talking at kids, and you know this, and it's been said, I'm not revealing anything new here. And instead of with them, understanding where they're coming from. So I have the time. I take the time when I'm working with them. I'm fascinated by the youth, and I think they're brilliant. And their understanding of things, since they've grown up with technology, is so different from what we have, where we can complement one another. And I find a lot of them are getting nervous about AI and what it all means and what's real anyway. So with that fear, and there's the crack, and I can say, okay, so what does it mean? And how do you get control when you don't know what you can trust and believe and what you see? When you're looking at something, is that AI? Is that a real? Is that? And with the advent of all the robots and how they are so realistic looking, there's some convention that was recently exposed that where they had these robots standing up and they looked real, like a grandfather or something. They're now saying, well, I'm asking, how do you know what you can trust? Well, I don't know. And I said, well, can you trust yourself? Well, of course. Okay. Well, so then how do we get you to where you can trust yourself? What if we make sure that you ate the right foods and you've got enough sleep and you exercised your body and you paid attention to the words that come out of your mouth and the verbiage, the language that's texted out from your thumb? How about that? So it's putting the control back in their hands that gives them the ability to begin to recalibrate.
You know, it's interesting. As you were talking, my mind kind of went back and forth to when we were younger and and where they are now. When we were younger, in search of, if you will, meant in search of you, inside you. We were really geared into that type of thing. Today, in search of, I'm not sure they have quite that concept. A lot of times in search of, for them, in my experience, it seems to be the initial thrust seems to be on something out there that they can attach to and begin to form an identity around. Are you seeing that?
Yes. Initially, I am. What I found is when I keep pushing and just telling them, but you're amazing. You realize you're amazing. The fact that you even are here, and then I take them through this, I'm sure boring at the onset, conversation about ancestral strength and all your ancestors who brought you here. And they all had the same feelings. Your mom had the feelings you have. It was just different times. Your grandmother. Let's keep going back. And they all brought you here. They all lived and died and so that you're now here. Let's talk about you and all that strength that's within you. And we're drawing out their DNA and we're talking about this is who you are. But who are you? So who you are, and we're talking about their family tree and all this. What does that have to do with this person over here? This celebrity, this athlete, this actor, this musician. What does that have to do with you? Well, I just like him. Okay, so let's talk about all the things you like. And let's don't just talk about that. What kind of foods do you like? What kind of clothing do you like to wear? I pull that and they start seeing how the external influence of celebrity or whatever it is really has zero effect on their physicality, unless they choose for it to, unless they start dressing like that person or behaving like that person. So it's understanding about the choices that they make and how it then affects how their body looks, how their face looks when they're talking, how they're able to navigate this life. It's all about their own choices. They often think, oh, well, I'm just going to grab a burger because my friends are all going out to eat and because their bodies are so young and their cell turnover is so great, they can handle it next day and not be sluggish like I would be if I ate the same food. When they realize that, well, this all builds up, and I'm having them, each time they make a choice, I'll give them a piece of paper and put it down on the table. And, you know, or have a piece of paper from the table and place it in one hand, and each time they make a choice with the opposite hand, they're putting another piece of paper on that. And after a while, I think, oh, it's just paper. Those are little choices, right? Yeah. Well, after a while, you can see their hand drop. Oh, why's your hand dropping? Well, the paper's getting heavy. I go, well, those are just a bunch of little choices. Why is it heavy? Because it's a lot of little choices. And I said, I see. So there's accumulation. So we go through exercises like that to help them have a tactile understanding of the choices that they make are not throwaways, that it still affects the body. It still affects the psyche. It still affects the spirit. It still affects their choices. So we go through exercises like that, and I have found I'm delighted to find that the majority of people with whom I work, regardless of age, want that choice. They want the choice. They don't want to be told what to do and how to think and how to. It's a struggle for them. So regardless of age. So we go through exercises for understanding to make that tactile connection to what's happening.
So everyone, you're hearing a lot of good information today, a lot of good things about choices, and the real thing that I think you want to think about is whether my choice is internally driven or externally driven. We're going to be back in just a few minutes and wrap things up with Melissa Yamaguchi today and talk a little bit about that and how you can find Melissa. So stay right with us.
Hey there, wake up. Take your life off of autoplay and learn how to navigate your life using healthy routines and practices. Discover how to live more fully without the need of lies or defenses. Imagine confronting others peacefully. Well, there's one proven way to do it. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook at FosterRuggiero.com. Come on, you know you want to improve your emotional IQ, and with the Fix Yourself Handbook, it's easy, it's fun, and it works. So get out of autoplay and fast forward to FosterRuggiero.com and buy the handbook now.
VMware is a fresh perspective for virtualization on the cloud. Shaping the future, this all-in-one platform delivers virtual cloud service on any cloud. Visit our HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on VMware.
It's time to live every day in the moment, so your life will flow at a healthy and happy pace. When you live in the moment, you can deal with change better and learn how to achieve your goals easier. Find out how in Faust Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook. Make your life simple and easy using a successful blueprint for a happy life with the Fix Yourself Handbook. This is your moment to improve your life. Go to FosterRuggiero.com and pick up your copy of the Fix Yourself Handbook now.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
Loving yourself. Sometimes it's hard to do that, and sometimes you just don't know how. Now there's a way to help you understand how to love yourself. Faust Ruggiero's The Fix Yourself Handbook gives you a toolbox of formulas and routines to help you address how to love yourself and towards a life that is a healthy, progressive journey. Get your copy of The Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com. That's FaustRuggiero.com. FaustRuggiero.com. Life is a process, and once you know how to master that process, you will have a life filled with creativity and passion. Faust Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook, will help you master the process to become your authentic self, living in peace and harmony. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook today at FaustRuggiero.com. You'll gain the wisdom you need with this wonderful and practical guide. Do it now at FaustRuggiero.com. Remember, it's the Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Welcome back, everyone. We're wrapping things up with Melissa Yamaguchi today, and when we stopped, we were talking about choices. And on the break, you know, I mentioned that thing you and you heard me talk about so many times, that internal versus external drive. So, Melissa, when you're working with people and they're trying to change, are they getting to that internal part of things, or is a lot of it based on, you know, what's more tactile, what they can see?
Well, the exercises that I lead people with have a combination of both. So what's easy for people to tackle is, okay, well, my external choices are the car I drive, the way I'm going to vote, the church that I'm going to choose to attend, if a church to attend, and so forth and so on. So we tackle those, and that's part of their exercise in identifying these choices. And oftentimes I'll say, is this your choice? Or did you adopt a choice out of convenience? So then we'll say, then part of the exercise, the other half of that, is going into their internal thoughts and the choices that they're making, that bridge, that overlap of the external choices they're making and how they're now affecting the internal thoughts. So if you are choosing to drink a lot of alcohol, or a lot of subjective, so if you're choosing to drink and you're choosing to smoke, or you're choosing to partake in recreational drugs, you're choosing to not sleep as much as you could, you're not getting your body in movement, you're not eating the right foods, how now do those choices bleed into the internal dialogue? healthy body, healthy mind. And then we talk about the mind, the heart, and the gut, the three brains of the body. And how the thought processes, like a computer logic rolling through the mind, is telling you, you know, without putting too much feeling into it, that you're going to turn right on Main Street to get to your office, whatever that computer brain is moving, or mind is moving through, and holding logic for you, holding thoughts. And then you've got your heart, which is holding feelings and the responses that you have. And that can be wounds. It can be wounds in the heart. It can be, what's the brain there? What's happening there? And then it's the gut, where the microbiome. So are you feeding the body properly so that it can then guide and direct the body from that point forward physically? So when they understand the overlap of choices and how it then rolls into their internal thought processes, you're right. You know, I'll say to them, have you ever been in pain physically from something you ate? It didn't sit well with the body. You had food poisoning, or you got really sick and nauseated, and someone was trying to talk to you, but you couldn't even think about what they were saying because you were so stressed out from the pain. Yes, I've had that happen before. Okay, well, you obviously didn't make a choice to eat something that gave you food poisoning, but let's talk about the choices when you eat, and on a minor scale, how it's been affecting the way the brain is able to process fact, and the heart is able to process feeling, and then the gut is able to process action to get the body moving. So how does that work? So it's these exercises that we go through in understanding choice. And once you realize, you're kidding, I mean, what I eat affects how I think and feel and my emotions. You can tie it into someone, especially when I'm dealing with a college level and they're partying, and I'll say, so, you know, if you've had too much to drink and you've got a test the next day, or a professor who's a very long-winded lecturer, how are you able to think in the classroom? Are you kidding? It's a joke. Well, I can't think. All right. And if you don't drink enough water when you're in class and your brain is throbbing, how are you able to think? I can't think. So the choice then affected your body's ability to think. And if you had a boyfriend or girlfriend then saying to you, you hurt my feelings last night. You made me feel this way. Are you able to process how they're feeling and then how you feel? No, I just want everybody to shut up. Right. So it was a choice. And then we start connecting it. All these choices connected to the way you think, the way you feel, and the way you move. All based on a choice. And then when they start saying, oh, wow, yeah, okay, I get it. I even have a patient who had severe psoriasis. And eczema, and we were talking about choices in food and how it could affect the outcome on the skin. I said, well, the skin is a manifestation of what's going on inside the body, and it's your body trying to talk to you. So now, and same thing with acne, whether it's on the, because I've been in the beauty industry, I used to teach classes on how to give facials and understanding the skin. So where the spot on the face where the acne is can tell a good facialist, or obviously a dermatologist, looking right at that skin, where the problem is. Is it in the food? Is it in cleanliness? Is it hormonal? And so let's talk about those choices, what you're eating and how it represents itself on the skin, your body's way of saying, the microbiome is saying, hey, we got a disconnect here. Choices aren't affecting me properly so that I can take care of you. So it's really... Remember the old song, the hip bone's connected to the thigh bone? So it's really showing them all those connections and how they have more control than they've either given themselves or realized.
You know, so let's say now someone's hearing all this, all everything you're saying right now, and they say, okay, I'd like to get this process started. How do you tell them this is the first step you need to take?
You journal. You spend 3 to 5 days minimum journaling every choice you've made that day. And I'm not talking about being so minute to say I chose to blink. I mean, I've had people say that. So how many choices am I supposed to list here? Well, I chose to wake up happy. I chose to wake up when I woke up, I realized I was in a bad mood and I snapped at my husband. That was a choice. So they're going through their day. Now they'll start off broad, like I chose to eat oatmeal this morning, or I chose to just grab a Coca-Cola. I didn't have time to even eat anything, but I needed the caffeine rush. I drank a Red Bull. Whatever it is, you can write down all of your choices, and you'll start to see patterns. And at the bottom of the day, after you've written down all the choices you make, I didn't exercise, I didn't do this, I was foggy at work, I found myself getting irritated by my coworkers. Whatever you see happening in your day, and you can start tying it into choices that you've made. At the end of the day, in your journal, then I ask people to write down how they're feeling. So let's connect with how you behaved and your thought processes to how you're feeling. And then you look back and start getting a highlighter and highlighting choices that you made so you can make the connection. Holy cow, I had pizza before I went to bed, and the next morning I woke up with acid reflux. I was in a bad mood. I couldn't have my coffee that I need for the caffeine because my GERD was acting up because of the pizza, whatever. There, you start seeing choices that you've made and now how it's moving, and the choices begin to drive life. And so journaling is the very first step, and being honest. And it's like your diary, not left out on the kitchen counter for everybody to look at. It's your journal of your choices so that you can gain control and realize that you have power over your choices.
Melissa, the information today has been invaluable. Let's say everyone, you know, people are listening and they say, well, I'd like to hear more from her. How do they get in touch with you? How can they hear more about you and maybe contact you if they want to?
I am so simple. I'm kind of like Mike Tyson when he used to come out to the ring. Just no fancy robe or anything. Just walk straight out into the ring.
But you're not
everyone can grab me on
right?
Instagram. It's the fastest way to reach me. I do not have a website. You can get right onto Melissa Yamaguchi on Instagram. I have people DM me all the time, and then my team will reach out and start making connections that way. That's the fastest way.
All right. Well, Melissa, it has been a pleasure, as I knew it would be. So definitely we're going to get you back sometime in the future.
I would love that, and thank you so much. I admire your work. I love your book that you've written, and I really look forward to an opportunity to talk to you again and your listeners.
That sounds great. So, everyone, that concludes this week's Fix It with Foss radio show here on Healthy Life Net, all positive talk radio. In a month from today, I'll be back with another episode of Fix It with Foss. So don't miss us. 1 month from today, that's August 8th at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Until then, be well and stay safe, everyone. Have fun creating your world. And here's to the power inside you. God bless.